The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and Advisors.
From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. It's been a week now since Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido called for the overthrow of authoritarian President Nicolas Maduro. That effort failed when most military leaders failed to join him. Most Venezuelans blame Maduro for their country's collapse. The United States recognizes Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate president. WLRN's Luis Hernandez spoke with America's correspondent Tim Padgett about why the military uprising fizzled and where Venezuela's crisis is headed now.
So, Tim, why did Juan Guaido suddenly declare last Tuesday morning that he had enough support from Venezuela's military to drive Maduro out if, in fact, he really didn't?
Because he thought he did. And now we're trying to figure out why he was so sure he did. There's been a lot of talk there and here in the U.S. about assurances from figures in Venezuela's military high command, including Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino, that they were ready to jump ship and join Guaido. And so Guaido goes to this air base in Caracas, surrounded by a handful of rebel soldiers, and he tells Venezuelans, this is the day. This is the final phase of Operation Liberty, as he called it. But now even Guaido has admitted he vastly overestimated the military brass's mindset. But I'm also hearing, in conversations with people close to Guaido, as well as Venezuelan expat leaders here, that one reason Guaido was so sure he had the military's backing is that his mentor, Leopoldo López, told him to believe that. López, you'll remember, was standing beside Guaido last Tuesday morning. López is also a top opposition leader, very popular with expats here in South Florida, but he was arrested and thrown in jail 5 years ago for simply leading anti-government demonstrations. Most recently, he was under house arrest, but suddenly last week he was freed by the head of Venezuela's intelligence police. So based on that, López apparently convinced Guaido that Venezuela's entire national security apparatus was poised to defect.
So Maduro's regime put a new arrest warrant out for Leopoldo López, who's now holed up in the Spanish embassy in Caracas. What's likely to happen to him?
He's likely to remain in the Spanish embassy for quite some time. Spain has said it will not hand him back to the Maduro regime. And expats here who are close to López tell me he has no plans to ask for refuge in Spain or anywhere else outside Venezuela. They say he wants to stay in Caracas and help Guaido's fight. The question, though, is whether or not he really helps Guaido's fight at this point.
So what are you hearing it's going to take to get the Venezuelan military high command to decide to abandon Maduro, let Guaido assume the presidency, and then allow for new elections?
That's obviously the most important question, but it doesn't seem to be a question either Guaido or the U.S. are taking seriously enough. Guaido and the opposition have offered the military a degree of amnesty if they turn against Maduro, and that's important because we're talking about a military that's accused not only of egregious human rights violations, but of drug trafficking. So why hasn't that offer of amnesty been enough to convince the top military brass? For one thing, Maduro has the Cuban intelligence apparatus keeping a scary eye on these Venezuelan military leaders. That makes it harder for them to maneuver. Another possible factor, expats here who say they've talked with people close to Defense Minister Padrino say military leaders feel that if they do facilitate a return to democracy in Venezuela, they should not be forced into exile. They want to be allowed to stay in Venezuela and perhaps even keep their military positions. That's going to be a tough nut to negotiate, but Guaido and the U.S. may have no choice but to take the time and work something out with guys like Padrino in that regard. Because last week was the third time since January when Guaido declared himself Venezuela's constitutionally legitimate president with the backing of the U.S. and more than 50 other countries, the third time that he's told the world that the military is ready to come over to his side, and it was the third time he didn't deliver.
Once again, we are hearing the Trump administration and Republicans like Florida Senator Rick Scott beat the drum of a possible U.S. military intervention in Venezuela. Is that helping or hurting Guaido's cause?
Most diplomatic experts say it's hurting his cause. It makes this look like Washington's show instead of Guaido's show, and that too hurts Guaido's credibility.
That was WLRN America's correspondent Tim Padgett, and this is WLRN News.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and Advisors.